But you take care of a place, Lord God, and stand, Father, here and speak to me. Speak to the hearts of the people now, Lord God. We commit ourselves to thee. We commit the service to you, Lord God. The glory and honor come back to you now. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. You can get seated. Thank you very much. With Michael, you sang that song, and I thought that I should have actually named my sermon like that. So, I tried to run away from this. I didn't want to come with this. I just tried and tried and. I didn't know how to get away from it. And I was just about to come. I was going to try to study, and I don't feel it, whether it's really, I don't know whether this is supposed to be in a congregation, a big congregation like that. But especially when we have visitors, but again, it's what it is. It's the word of God.
Amen.
And I'm just not coming. And then when I was working out, my wife saw that. I told him to write to Brother Michael and tell him that my title. And when I looked at it, they said, "Oh, this is going to bring this to me." I mean, this is. I mean, it's not. And I said, "That's true," but I've been trying to run away from it, and I don't know why it's really there.
It's all right,
and another thing is. I told Brother Don this morning, he's not going along with that. And I felt like I should have actually preached fast. Now, I feel so nervous preaching to these giants, you know, giants of this message. I feel so small, and the reason I can't come like that. I can't do that. I can't do that. So, in my small way, please accept me like that. In my small way of coming, you accept it like that. The subject is the four beasts of Revelation 4, 6 to 9. The beast in the Bible, the beast talks about power. Whenever you see beast, is a power. And sometimes we think that we are preaching to, you know, to this, you know, you people know. But sometimes we forget, we need to be reminded. And at the same time, there are some people who are coming up in our midst. Who needs to know these things? And we need to know where we are by these things. And I think God has a purpose in this. And I'm just going to talk about it. If it helps you a bit, that's okay. And maybe you can go and look at it better. And maybe you can get deeper. And that would be good. Now, it's just about the four beasts. Beast is a power. Beast, whenever you see a beast in the Bible, it's a power. But there are different beasts. There are different beasts. And at the same time, even when I'm bringing this, I want to bring it to a place where I've gone to different churches. I'm a free man. If the Catholic people call me to go preach there, I'll go. I'm a free man.
Amen.
And I like my freedom. I like my freedom.
Amen.
And I preach freedom to people. I preach freedom to people. Let the people be free. Let the people be free. So I don't bite people. I don't like biting people. And I don't like that spirit that bites people. The prophet called it Nicolaitanism.
Yeah.
And it's not good. So I'm a free man. I go places.
Amen.
You know, my children are here now, and there are others at home in Kenya. Sometimes they would call me, because that's how I believe it. That you cannot, and this is just beside my topic, that you cannot micro, I don't know, to make sure you don't go, who are you meeting with? Which church are you? You can do that. You can do that to a Christian. A Christian is free. And he's the person who is supposed to take him and make sure that he's right is the Holy Ghost. Don't take the position of the Holy Ghost. Of course, that's just a talk. I'm just talking.
Yeah, that, but that's why let God take the position of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost take care of the believers.
Amen.
And of course, the only thing you can do is just give them the word. So I remember one time my girls are in Kenya and calling me, we need prayer to go to this church. I said, you know who they preach? I said, yes, let's go. And they're like, okay, get this, and they go. And when they go, they come back and tell me, what, daddy? What are they saying? Now they know for themselves. Teach the people the word and give them. Teach the word. The word is going to take care of the people. But not my children don't, I don't know that. So I went to a certain church the other day, and I was very happy. I was very happy because of the singing and things like that. Oh, it was great. That was great. And at the same time, when you go places like that, you realize what they lack. You realize that the difference. You realize the difference. And the prophet, I told the church the other day that we can have, there are two things about this. You can have, the prophet talked about a church. I think he was talking about the Seventh Day Adventist. And he was talking about that church and he was saying they had the word. I don't know at that time, that was a long time ago. And then they say the Pentecostals have the spirit. But he says that, now the problem is this church here has the word and this church here have the spirit. Have a good spirit, or rejoicing and things like that, they believe in that. But he says, what about if that comes together? What if the spirit of God in the church, and the word comes together? Because that is God. God is a spirit and truth. God is a spirit and the word. You cannot just talk about the word, and you're dry. You just dry word, unquickened word. You just quote. And I'm not saying, hey, this great brother, I can't do that. Then quotes are good. I have the quotes here. Quotes are very good, but where is the life of the quotes? Where is the life of the quotes? How do you live around here? How can we see God in you walking? Can you see that? Can we be able to see that? You have the prophet said, or even the Bible says, if you have all the mysteries, you can have all the mysteries without charity. And the prophet interpreted that word, charity, as God. He said, you can have all the quotes. You can have all the mysteries. And you don't have that God. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And again, you can have all the anointing. You can have all the anointing you want. And you can jump up and down. You can go anywhere. And that reminds me of the you remember Micaiah, the son of Imlah. How do you pronounce that? Micaiah. Okay. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Sorry.
And they were fighting with that prophet. The head of that bunch of prophets was Zedekiah, the son of Kenana or something like that. See, you know that? There were 400. There were 400 of them this side, and there was just one who came in.
That's right.
Yep. You know that? And he came and said, Micaiah, why are you fighting Zedekiah and the rest of them? Why are you fighting them? And they have been proved that what they are saying is actually the spirit. And that was the spirit. You know how they were testing it. They had them somewhere. That's how the Bible says that we test people. We don't put some people here and test them. What do they say? We put them somewhere and we go one by one. And the 400 of them came one by one. And they were saying the same thing, one for one, until they proved to the two kings that sure that was the truth. And Micaiah came and he said something different. Why are you? He said, because their word, what they say, is not according to the word.
That's right.
Amen. You can have all the spirits you want. You can jump up and down. You can be happy. But are you in the word?
Come on. All right.
Both sides. You can check yourself. You got to have both spirit and the word. The word that you think you have, the word that you purport to have, must be quickened so that you can see the life of it in your life. Otherwise, it doesn't be just one they're talking about. That. And it's great when you talk about it. It's so good, the prophet said. It's so sweet. It's so sweet in the mouth. Social, you can talk about it the whole day. You can quote it the whole day. But now when it comes to leave it, the prophet said, it's bitter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where is it? So I was just saying like that, and I say, there's something that is called the message of the hour. That's what I preach, the message of the hour. So if I don't get anything to you, there's something that I call the message of the hour. Amen. The problem with our church is all about this one single problem. Praise be to God.
Amen.
One single problem. We are not in the message of the hour.
Yes.
Not the problem, not the great problem we have. We have many, many churches. Message church is all about. Do they have the message of the hour? And I have a question, what is the message of the hour?
Yeah.
The message of the hour is this. The church ages have ended the hour.
Period.
That's right. The hour. Any church that's telling you to wait for Jesus Christ to come, check with it. Tell them, no. Don't hit it. Again, something. Something I would like to say. Don't you never come to a place where you think you're the only one who knows. Or anybody, because he doesn't know, you throw him away. Don't come to that wrong spirit to begin with. You check with the message. That's a wrong spirit. You must come to a place where you can accommodate people, even when they don't see it exactly. Not arguing and fighting, not that. If somebody is ready to listen, I'm ready to go with him. I don't know how many months. That's right. Don't come to a place where you've been seated here. You've been with Brother Holmes so many years. You've been with Daddy. You've led all this. You've been with Brother Keenan. You've been with that for those many years. No, you don't know. You don't. Let me say this. You don't know. You don't know. It's only God who knows. Just leave it. That's the work of God. Don't go to help God. That's the work of God to know who is his and who is not his. Just leave it there. Your work is to preach it. Your work is to live it. You sisters, you think you're not preachers? You are great preachers.
Amen.
You are great preachers in a way. Not on the pulpit, but in a way.
That's
right. You think there are some people, I was telling Brother Andre yesterday, as you were first here, and that's the thing was said by Brother Hope, said by Brother Don. And he said it in the church one time, long time ago. And it stuck with me. This was a ministry. You think the healing ministry of Brother Branham was something small? It wasn't. It was a great ministry. It was a worldwide ministry.
Amen.
And our people are queuing here. People are running up to come and be prayed for. And they are coming one by one. And there's a woman there with a baby. I think it was a baby. And there was a baby coming. And they are coming. They're still coming. Slowly by slowly. And the woman behind her says, Can I please, I'm feeling something. Can I please pray for the baby?
Right.
I'm not saying that you don't go and you still go, but can you please allow me to pray for? And he took the baby and he prayed. And she prayed. And that was all. And they continued. They continued. They come to the prophet here. And the prophet got the baby and said, what is it? She doesn't have to have any problem. She said, what is it? He said, I get it now. I see it now. That sister prayed for her there. That was an international ministry. That sister participated. And every one of us is a participant of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't view yourself like you're small, you're nothing. Every one of us has a part to play in this.
Amen.
You are a singer, whatever you are.
Yes.
It's very, very important. Okay, let me come to this. Now I can go like that. You know, I ran to preach with the quotes here. I didn't preach with the quotes. I just stood up before the people, and I had my sermon, and I just to preach. So let me come back to my quotes. To my quotes here. So tonight, I just want to show something here with my quotes. So did I say what the message of the hour is? The message of the hour is? I just said it's the end of the church ages. The church ages have ended. Where do we go to after the church is ended? Where do we go to? The prophet said, to the rapture. What is the rapture? The rapture is that the bride has been taken by the bridegroom.
Amen.
Simple. You know what? Jesus has come.
Amen.
You're not preaching about waiting for Jesus. No. That's not our preaching. That's not our message. That happened. That perished. Where are we? We are in the bridal chamber with the bridegroom. We are there. That's where we are.
Amen.
He's come. He's gotten us. We are married. We are there.
Amen.
So what is the rapture? Because that is the next stage. He says, my brother. Then he says, Wesley. And then he says, Brother Branham. Because he says, Pentecost was there. Then Brother Branham. And he says, where do you go to? In the book called, who is this Melchizedek? He says, where do we go to? He says, we go to the rapture.
Amen. Amen.
What is the rapture, by the way? What is the rapture? By the way, what is the rapture? What is the rapture? Rapture, the prophet said, yes, a revelation. And we got to go by the interpretation of the prophet.
Amen.
You can go to the Google and you can find what the rapture is. You know, rapture of the mind, you know, like the brain can rapture. You can go that. But that is not the interpretation of the prophet. The interpretation of the prophet is the rapture is a revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, we shall come to a place where the bride will have a revelation of who he is and who she is.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's it. That's a message of Yama.
Sure.
That's a message of Yama. Now, again, according to what I'm going to bring tonight. On this other side, the devil has come down. That's in Revelation 12. The devil has also come down. And he can enter in a man. And has gotten his bride.
Come on. Yes, sir.
On this other side, God has come down. And the prophet said, he took all his subjects from the heavens.
Yes, sir.
From the four corners. He came down now. He got a hold of her. She has on her hands.
Yes.
She got what she wanted. Now she's here.
Yes.
That's a rapture. That's a marriage. She's married. She's Amen. Married now. Amen. The rest of it, this is it. That's where we are.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And there was a cry. There was a cry. Wait for him. Make your act. Be ready. Be ready. There was that cry. But this is not that cry. That's not where we are. That's gone. That's a message for another age.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
That is the message for another age. If you bring hell, if you bring it here, just know is death that you're giving to the people. I'm sorry, but that's a very strong word. But that's exactly the truth. You cannot bring it here. You cannot bring that message over here.
Won't work.
It do not work. It will kill.
That's right.
It's death.
It is death.
It is that serious with the message of the hour. And when the people know that, let them go wherever they want to go. Let them be wherever they want to go.
Right.
But no, that's your marriage.
Amen. Come on.
And something else. We preach like, this is how we preach. Like, nobody can be deceived. Then we are so careful. We are so, you go. If you have to be deceived, be deceived. You have to be like that. You have to be that. But the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ shall never and cannot be deceived.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care where he is. Amen. You can go to work with hope. Yes, sir. You say, how? I tell you what. The greatest preacher.
Sorry. I'm supposed to be here.
The greatest preacher on this earth was the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right?
Yes.
Was that right? Why couldn't he save Judas? Judas had the greatest preacher and he get lost. Ruther had the worst preacher. Ruther had the worst preacher and he got out. Do you know that? Who was the Ruther's preacher? Pope!
Yeah.
The Pope was the head of and he was a Catholic and he got out. Nobody is supposed to be deceived. Of course, when you realize that what I'm talking about is just something that death.
Right.
Then take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Don't wait for me. You know, the other day I was saying, my wife wants to go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. And people don't like it that. People don't like it that. I'm not going to tie nobody, even my wife. I told my wife, if you feel like you want to go to the Catholic Church, but maybe another seed. Maybe another seed. Can you get that? Not everybody is a seed. You don't know. I know my other seed. I'm just like giving an example. But if you want to go to the Catholic Church, I'm not going to tie her. If you have a car, if you have one car, I'll just drive her slowly to the Catholic Church. He gets out, and I drive back, I come to the church. And I come, listen. And then after church, I just go pick up. That's right! She's my wife, she's not... I hope you get that. That I'm a liberal when it comes to freedom in Christ. I'm not going to tie somebody because she's my wife. You must believe this. If God does not reveal it to her, I'm going to continue praying for her. I'm going to try my best to talk about it to her. My best. But you know, if she's not a sinner, she will never get it. And she cannot get it.
That's right.
Do I mistreat her? Because she doesn't believe? No. Did Jesus mistreat Judas? No. We live together very well. He didn't care. And why are you so bothered about people? Why? Why so bad? You know this is an unbeliever. I don't want to. I cannot even. What bothers you? Are you really one? Are you really a believer? No. Yourself? Well, you're so bothered. And I'm not. It's a mirror of sin. Jesus was not. Was Jesus bothered by Judas? Was he bothered by Judas? No, he wasn't. He said, just continue. Even one time said, I know one of you is a devil. You think Jesus did not know that Judas was a devil? He didn't do nothing even to make him go. He stayed there. He preached the word. He is the word. Your word is to live the word. Are you right? Your word is to shine the light. That's all.
That's it. All right.
Amen. The word. I've said that many times. You'll be avoiding some people. The work of the darkness, that's his work, is thrown away. You know, sir, you darkness, you go, I come here, I come with the light. Now, he said, no, you put off the snakes. The darkness will go. The darkness will come, is that right? But you just bring it back, and the darkness hides everywhere. As the back there, that's the work of the darkness to run away. It's my work is to light up. My work is to identify Jesus Christ. My work is to leave Jesus Christ here on earth. My work.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
My life, I have been in the 6, and God will take that away, and He'll cover it up. And that believer, and that non-believer, will say this that I'm trying to live. I'm trying one thing. That's all my desire, to live Christ and to show Christ to the world, wherever I am. I'm a failure to begin with, but that's my work. You don't know, you preach volumes. You preach volumes.
Yes. Amen.
I went to work somewhere for hours sometimes. And now the other girls. She was known the only girl that time who doesn't wear clothes. And it's the talk of everybody in the factory. She doesn't say she cannot. That speaks volumes, brothers.
Amen.
That talks volumes. That's preaching itself.
That's right.
I know I'm taking a bit of time on that, but that's okay. That's all right. That's okay. Now,
right.
Let's come here. So I was just talking about the message of the hour. That's the message of the hour. The message of the hour is just that. The message of the hour is He's come.
That's
He's
right.
Here. He's taken a bride. You're not waiting for that.
Amen.
He's taken us.
Right.
We are married. You are taken to Himself now. Don't joke with us. We are somebody's wife.
Amen.
All right. Let me come to this. The four beasts of Revelation 4. So these four beasts, they are found in Revelation 4. I'm not reading that scripture. But you know it, you can read it. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Why the sea of glass at this time? Revelation 4. Because it's over. That's right. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
What was the sea? I'm not going to talk. I can get every sentence and I can talk about it. It's a summary by itself, so I'm not going to talk about that. But sea of glass, it was dirty before because there were sacrifices being made. Okay, now it's not. It's the lamb. Okay, now. Let's go to this. There were four beasts. There was an ox. No, it started with a lion. It's there. There was a lion. There was an ox, and there was a what? There was a man, the head of a man, and there were all called beasts. And the other one was what? The other one was an eagle. There were four beasts.
Amen.
Now, what are these four beasts? What are these four beasts? Now, let me start reading there. What are the four beasts? Okay, now. What is Zoan? It's living creatures. It might be pronounced Zoan. It might be pronounced Zoan. Zoan. Okay. And there, Therion. The other one is Therion. Paragraph 252. Therion. See? So that means untamed. So there are two different beasts now. One is untamed, the other one is tamed. These four beasts are tamed beasts. Okay? Now these other ones are not tamed. Which ones? Like the one found in Revelation 11 that went against the two prophets, the beast. That's untamed. That's the devil. That's Rome. This is Rome. Like Revelation 12, there's a dragon there called, an animal there called dragon. That dragon, the prophet sometimes calls it, Satan. Sometimes the prophet calls it Rome. It's a beast. It's the same thing. It's Satan. Rome is Antichrist. It's simply Antichrist. Yeah. Dragon, beast, like that. Those are untamed beasts.
Right.
Praise be to God. There are also some other untamed beasts in Revelation 13. Remember that, Revelation 13? We have one in Revelation 7, Daniel 7. You can go to Daniel 7 and you can see that. Daniel 7, there are some other untamed beasts there. One of them, there were four in number, Daniel 7. There were four in number. One of them was what? Was a lion. Was it a lion? It was a lion. The other one was a bear or something, a bear. The other one was a leopard. The other one is a beast. It's called a beast. They just call them beasts. I hope you get that. There are three. Actually, there are four, but the other one nowhere is mentioned its name. But in Daniel 7, they talk about a lion, and they were separate. A lion here, and there was here a leopard, and there was here there was a bear with two crossbows like that. I don't know what that is. Some theologians say it was made of Persian and Persian. There are different variations of people what they think what that is. I hope you're getting it.
Yeah.
So those ones. They say what were they? They say they are the same. Those are untamed beasts. They are here the same at the end in Revelation 13. Revelation 13. They are the same animals.
Yeah.
The same animals that are in Daniel 7. They are here. One, as one, John saw an animal that had a head of a lion, I think the feet of a bear, and I think the other part, some part of a leopard, and it was a beast. So it's a beast that has all that. And the Revelation 13 says, one of its heads was kind of killed, something like that. And everybody marveled that it survived. What was it? It's Antichrist. It is Antichrist again. It's Rome. The beast Rome.
Alright.
And it had taken why four animals? It had taken the first empire that was Babylonian. I think I'm also teaching history. That was Babylonian. The lion was Babylonian. And in another vision that the king had seen, that nation was that kingdom was gold, was seen as gold. Now the other one was what was it? The other one was a bear. The bear that was the next kingdom, Medo-Persian. The next kingdom was who? Was Alexander the Great, the Grecian, is that right? Then from Grecian, then we had that. Those are the animals now. Those untamed. They are the world. They don't have none. They are untamed. The prophet says they are untamed against God's word.
Amen.
They go against God's word. Those are darkness that go against God's word.
Yeah.
They are beasts. They are anti-word. They are Rome. They are Antichrist. They are anti-word. They are anti-God.
Right.
But let's read. These four are gods.
Amen.
These four are gods. These are different.
That's right.
Okay, so we jump over there. But these are living creatures. What are they? Paragraph 254. But these are living creatures. What are they? They are not angels. They are not angels. They are not just like, they are not angels like him. They are like Gabriel. We were talking with that the other day, another day, and he was talking about angels, and I said, there's something that, there's something that I don't really get. And you know those things I don't get. I'm just starting, and if you have a quote, you can throw to me. I don't understand this. The prophet says that the angel, these are more than angels. They are angels, but they are more than angels. And the prophet says, the angel that comes to him, you remember the angel that comes to him? He says, that angel is a small angel. You know, that's a small angel. And then he says, but you know what? Every time there's a dream happening, the angel that is sent is a great angel. It's called Gabriel. So I don't understand. His coming was to be announced by Gabriel. But the angel that comes to him, and you remember, it is him. It is him, actually, who was to forerun his second coming. So if you've got a quote on that, then you know, I would like to understand that. I don't know, I don't know much, but I like to study, I like to look at what it is. So, okay. But these are living creatures. These four are living creatures. The other ones are not. They are untamed. The prophet says they are untamed. They aren't one. They find God. Actually, the beast is Rome. The beast is Antichrist. And the prophet says that he came. Listen, in the age that we are in, God has come down from heaven. The wholeness of God has come down and got him a bride. Again, the wholeness of the devil has come down.
Amen.
And has got his bride. So there's a bride of the devil here now. This is called the War of Armageddon. I hope that I'm not... You're so quiet. Can you, I might tell you to stand up and sing a song. It's called a War of Armageddon. People thought that, and I believe that the prophet Peter said, that this world will go with a great sound, with a great voice, with a great sound. I believe that. I believe the atomic bomb, the prophet says, the atomic bomb is written. We're just about there. Atomic 20 days and clean it up. And it will not leave nothing. It will not leave anything. That will be at the end of this earth. The prophet says, that world war is the last thing. This earth cannot withstand that. It cannot. That's what is about to come. But at the same time, this is another thing. That's the world. Because you look here, people say we are in the millennium. No. Listen. Because that's a confusion. I like these confusions. There are millenniums that people are looking at. One millennium is already here. One millennium is already here. That is, the bride is in Christ. When bride gets into Christ, where else do you think is better than in Christ? The prophet says, in Christ there's millennium. In Christ there's everything. There's eternity. There's no nothing else that the bride is receiving, but this body to drop down and go. That's right. You don't know that. That's not true. Nothing else. We are there. We are in Christ. We've been God. That is the highest place that a human being can be. That's where we are at. We are taken. Praise be to God. So we are never in it. But this world is not. So this world is supposed to be cleaned now by bombs and things like that. Because it's dirty. That's where Antichrist is. But we, for us, we are now in the battle of Armageddon. The whole truth, the battle of Armageddon in the bride is the whole truth against the whole God. That's it. The whole God against the whole devil. And there's a great lie. The prophet says, and the Bible says, it will be so close that it will deceive the very elect if that was possible. There's nobody who cannot be deceived. Right. Except the one that is God, that God is with him.
Right.
And the prophet said, they will be worshipping the devil and thinking that they are worshiping God.
That's right.
They will be even fighting you, thinking that they are serving God.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. So now, where are we at? And here in Revelation 4, it means a living creature. Not a beast, but it's called a beast. But it is it. Same thing. In Ezekiel 1:8, if you go, I don't have it to read. But if you go to Ezekiel 1, you're going to find those animals again. What are they? The prophet said, they are cherubims. They are cherubims. In other words, Revelation 4, those cherubims you see here, the ox, the lion, the man, or is there the eagle?
Amen.
Those are cherubims.
Amen.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Why is it so important to you, Brother Stanley, about cherubims? Listen, it's because of where they are. It's because of where they are. And whenever you see them, that's where God is. They surround God. Or where they are, that's the seat of God. Wherever you see them, that's the seat of God. Any time.
Yes, sir.
They're called cherubims. And the prophet says, they are not angels. They are higher than angels. Right.
Amen.
And the prophet says, they have eyes. Because I don't have time, so I'm just talking. They have eyes in the front and behind.
Yeah.
And they don't need to turn. The prophet says, what does that mean? They know the future and they know before. They know here and they know here. That's what it means.
Amen.
And their work is to stay there. And you have 4-6 weeks. I don't know. I didn't want to talk about this. But they have 6 weeks. One wing, a pair of wings is on the face. Yes. The prophet says, that reverence. Is that reverence? And he says, everybody that recognizes the presence of Christ, wherever he is, he's going to have reverence. The prophet says, why do they not have reverence? It's because they don't recognize the presence of Jesus Christ in their midst.
Right.
He said, they have another one here. They are covered their legs. He said, what is that for? And I don't want to come like that, but it's just coming. Then that's all. He says, for humanity. God will never be able to work with anybody without humility.
Right.
I read a quote, I don't know whether I'm going to come to it. He says, you talk to this mountain and it move. And he says, if you anybody takes that, and he says, why don't we do that? Why are we not able to do that? Because we are powered up. We feel like we are somebody. Yeah, God is not able to be like you like that. You got to humble yourself. You got to reverence God and something else. Listen to this. If you don't realize that the bridegroom has Christ in her, that's why you don't respect her. That's why. Nothing will happen to you. That's the age that we are in. We are in a place where the bridegroom is tabernacle. Tabernacle. What is tabernacle? Tabernacle. Tabernacle in God.
Amen.
That's where God is. You got to go there with humility. You got to humble before your brother. That's a bit. You can think like that. You got to humble before your brother. You got to humble before your sister. Yes, sir.
Right.
If you believe he's a daughter of God, then he's the tabernacle in God. Then God is there. The cherubim are around him. That's exactly right. We know it. We got to come to a place where we know ourselves. Okay. Revelation 5, this is like that. Okay, paragraph 3 and 4. Masses it, Ezekiel and John. Number 4. Another thing that I don't know actually. You have a quote, you can help me with. All this, wherever God is, they are cherubims. Wherever God is, they are cherubims. Okay? I'm going to come to the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden, there were cherubims there. That's a bit. Then we come to a place where there was the Holy of Holies representing God. When Moses was told to build two cherubims. I don't know how, but if you have a quote on that, you can help me. There were two. Why not four? There are four. In fact, the problem is the cherubims in the because some people say they were cherubim. They were not cherubims. It was a cherubim. The prophet says it was not cherubim. There were cherubims. And the prophet says there were four of them in the Garden of Eden. When the four came. Praise be to God. Are you getting it? Are you lost? Are we together? All right. So I wonder why Moses was told to build two cherubims before the Holy of Holies. And it's a very big topic about the temple and how they are like that, and the candlesticks and things like that. And everything starts for something. Anyway, but that's something else. But now he was told, why are they two? I don't know. I have my idea that I don't like going with that until I see the prophet say, so I don't know why there were two instead of four. Praise be to God. Because when Israel came again, God came in their midst. He said, that's my church. And I'll be with them. He said, those are my people. Praise be to God. And he came in the midst and he said, that was the Ark of the Covenant was put there. And he said, the first cherubim was done. It was just a type, was done on the north. I can draw here, but I don't have time, Michael. In the north was done. In the east was, I think, Judah. In the west was Ephraim. In the south was Reuben. He said, those who are the cherubims there, protecting. The work of cherubims is to protect Amen. The seat of God, the throne.
Amen.
We're going to see how is it protected. The prophet is going to see it. How is it protected? Is it with a gun there? You know, nobody can get it. No, it's not like that. Okay, but we come to that. Remember the lion, the ox? That's in the book, The Bridge. The ox, and so forth. We come to another one here, you can read it from there. For all Matthew, we come to another one, that's another seat of God. When the Holy Ghost came down, that was God again. Here on earth, everywhere, God is this. There's the four cherubims. Cherubims, they're cherubims. Those beasts are cherubims. Again, there, in the earth, so the apostles, when the Holy Ghost came down, then we have four cherubims again. This is Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, the four cherubims again. And he explained that, how are they protecting it? He said, now, like when you came and tried to be stopped, to say, the baptism is in the name of the Father of the Holy Ghost. Majesty! No, it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go to the book, looking up to Jesus, 1964, paragraph 16. Isaiah, one time, a young prophet here, last time in Phoenix, I spoke about him, business. I believe it was how he had been leaning heavy upon the king's shoulder. King Uzziah. Is it Uzziah? Uzziah? You can see that. And we find out that Uzziah got all puffed up, and he was stricken with leprosy. Then Isaiah had to go down to the temple and pray, and he's confessing to be a sinner. And he saw a cherubim, and he saw the cherubims coming forth with their wings covering the third pair? What is this? The third pair was for frying. You can't have this. You can't have this God and just think. No. You got to be moving. You got to do something. You got to leave it. You got to leave this word.
Yeah.
The four wings, then the other two wings, the other pairs is for frying. Okay. And it's very interesting because they were all, when he built the Moses, they were all holding hands like that. So when they move, they all move like that. You know, they're one. And they cannot move until God moves himself. So like that, okay. And we can take this slowly, with quotes, slowly, like that. We can do that. But now, this is just one sermon, and I'm just going to keep the high head like that. I'm going. All right, okay, church. They're flying with wings and crying. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. When Isaiah got glimpse of Jesus Christ, who was there? Who was there in between the cherubims? Who was there? Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Now, I'll just ask a question. Who was there? Who was there in the Garden of Eden?
Jesus Christ.
That was surrounded. There's what three of them, right? cross, Jesus Christ, that was surrounded by cherubims again. Wherever God is, and our God, they are not three gods, the prophet says. People say they are three gods. Because when John went there and looked in the, in that setup of the throne, he just saw one seated on there.
Oh.
And he said, there was only one seated there.
Yeah.
He could not see the Lamb that was interceding in the eternity interceding. Praise God. But the Lamb, this the Lamb and God are one. And of course,
oh,
brother Don has been bringing this, and brother Graham wrote it very well. They are one, but they are not one like a finger.
Amen.
They are not one like a finger. Praise God. So we don't want like this. We don't want to give that. Okay. But they are not three gods. They are not two gods. They are not two gods. There's God and His Son.
Amen.
Okay. Now, where are we at? Okay, so cherubims. So, the cherubims, let me come to this. The cherubims that Isaiah saw, the cherubims that Ezekiel saw, the cherubim that John saw, four beasts, they are just one and the same thing. They were beasts. Okay? Now, let's see, because there's a name here. I believe they are in the next quote. It's red here, but I know it's not red here. it's in the book called Influence. There were banners, there were one of our incense and sacrifices, and like that, okay? Now, down there, they say, they are the same as the cherubims. You know, there's a song in Kenya that is sung, it's like there's cherubims and cherubims. There's nothing like that. You just want the same thing. Sometimes the prophet interchanges those words. But it says about three times, seraphims and cherubims are the same. Verse 19:63 and verse 6 of opened. And he says, they are the same as cherubims. And they were right in the presence of God. Those seraphims, especially, these banners had a special office. They stayed right in the presence of God. They are the same as cherubims. They're the same. So you can say seraphims, don't get confused. They are the same. Seraphims and cherubims are the same. Okay. But there are sometimes when it says seraphims and cherubim, it's just going like that. But you study closely and you find that seraphims and cherubims. And they, remember, they are not angels. They are not just angels. They are mighty angels. I don't know what to call them. They are mighty beings that surround the throne of God. Okay. Now, this is a question that I have there. Medicine, I think you're there. These cherubims are the same. Genesis 24 crossing as Revelation 6, 1-7 is opening the gates. Now, what am I saying there? I'm saying that statement, I'm saying Genesis 3, 24, those are the cherubims crossing Jesus. I don't know how to say it. I don't know the words to use. Maybe not crossing. Maybe not crossing. But they were there preventing. Nobody can come to eat him.
Right.
They were there. They were put there so that nobody can come to eat but Jesus.
Amen.
The prophet is going to give a story about Cain wanting to come to worship in the altar, and he comes from the east side, and he could not get in there because of the cherubim. He says, they were also given a sword. You can read that scripture there. It's there. Can you bring the scripture there? Good. God bless you. Yes, it is. Praise God. It was an altar. They wanted to come and worship. They could not get in there because they were surrounded.
Right.
What is it? He says, Jesus Christ, the tree of life, is the bread of life. The kind of communion we eat, the kind of communion we are eating in the church ages, that is in the church ages. Of course, it came so far because we had no revelation. We were supposed to stop eating when he came. But we continued with it. Now we know. That's just bread and wine. You don't need to. He said, eat it until he comes. Can you get that? Eat it until he comes. Now he's here. There's no need of eating that. And I'm sorry, because people, and I say, you people read quotes, and that's good. I love it. I've tried to do that, and many times I fail. Sometimes I hit it, but most of the times it's when I fail. So just let me come the way I come. But if I say anything, I please, if you love me, let me say this. If you love me, if I say anything, but and another thing I would like to say, because this is very serious to me. This is very serious to me. If Michael says something, I said something one time in the church, and Michael got hold of her immediately. And we went, I love that. And he got me in the room there. why do you say this? I say this because, and I realize he had not got it. But later on, we talked and I like it. If I say anything again, it's the mark. And you say you love me, and then you let me go home, you don't love me. Don't lie to me. You don't love me. And you cannot, maybe you may not tell me today, but let me know. Why do you just let me go? Because I'm going to hate you. I'm not only going to hate you, I'll love you.
Amen.
We have this tendency of if you come and tell me, you are preached so good, brother, go back. But what about this? It's like, you're disputing. No!
Amen.
The prophet say, love is collective.
Amen.
But don't correct me here and tell the people that I'm wrong. That's not what I mean. The prophet said, hold me. Sister, there's nothing wrong with that. Sister, where did you get this? Brother, where did you get this? Show me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you didn't get it. Let's talk. Why do we live with strangers?
All right.
And calling ourselves brothers and sisters.
All right.
You cannot even step on my toe. Day this regular day. What is this in you that you as a Christian? Let's talk. Let's talk. If you think I'm missing anything, that's against the right. Let's talk.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
All right. So there were cherubims. See now, cherubims. That's Jesus Christ in the Garden of Eden. Okay. Same. It's the same. The cherubims that John saw. The cherubim Isaiah saw. The cherubim Ezekiel saw. They are all the same. Somebody mentioned who they were. Ezekiel said who they were. Just read that. Ezekiel 1 to 8 and 18 there. But the way they talk is the four were an ox. The four, they were, that's how the Bible talks. But the prophet comes here and tells you that was a lion, that was the ox. That he she says. Let me calm down. Let me calm down to this. Okay. Let's go back to Genesis just a minute now to be sure that we got this pause. And I felt right. The first time that this God was mentioned is in Genesis. That is in Genesis 24. That's when this four beasts were announced. You see, what about before then? Listen, he's going to bring a quote here about this. He's going to bring a quote about this. I'm not, I mean, paraphrase it. I'm going to put this. That these beasts were interested with human beings. Think of that. They were interested with human beings. In the Garden of Eden, there was nothing. It was just good. There was nothing wrong. It was just good. But now, when it becomes, they appear when they appear when redemption is required. After the fall, now redemption is required. That's when you see them. Because they're going to help. They're going to do something. There's something this cherubim are going to do in the work of redemption. In the work, of course, we know it's Christ. And nobody else that works for our redemption. And something else. Let me say this. Quotes are good. And there you can do them. But let me say this before, because it's coming to my mind. Redemption never come until Jesus comes. You see, that's why the Bible said in Ephesians, I think 3, Ephesians 1, 3, 9, something. It says that you are sealed with the seal of the Holy Ghost until your day of redemption. The prophet says that day of redemption is the day of Jesus Christ. So you're just sealed. You're just sealed.
Right.
You've never been changed. You've never been born again. You've never been. The wholeness of God had never come.
Right.
When he comes now, that's when you're born again. That's a different birth.
Amen.
I hope that is not very difficult. I think it's just that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Genesis. Now, remember, everything that we preach has got to come from Genesis to Revelation. In a time that you want to be questioning, come ask me. See, it must be the whole Bible, not just part of it. Because God don't change what he was in Genesis. He is today. And he was in the middle age. He's always the same. See, now, Genesis, with these cherubims, that's how I come to fight them. That's how the prophet came to fight them. It's from Genesis, and he brought them like that. He found them in Ezekiel. He brought them down. And I just wanted to say like that, and then I come here. I don't know whether this is good to say, or I just keep it, or something, you know. But just let me just leave it. If we have time, we have time. We don't have time. And this cherubim is fast. And this cherubim's first mention was placed at the east gate of a garden of Eden, going four ways. I should have made that a little different from that. I can't do just the God's orders and things like that. But so that you all know what I mean. There's that, the garden of Eden, and this is the gate right here, opens up. You see, now, I'm sorry about this, because this is the reality, it can be wrong. I don't consider myself I know everything. No. Don't think like that. There are some things I see, it can be wrong, and you can see. Me, I don't think there was the Garden of Eden. There was the Garden of Eden, and this is God's seat that is gonna be surrounded by cherubims, and Adam and Eve just around there. The prophet says, these were children of God. And your children stay home. They were home with God. They were there with God. Surrounded by cherubims. Praise God. And now, after sin, they are taken out. The Garden of Eden was surrounded. The Garden of Eden was God's place. It was God's headquarters here on earth. That's why Jesus Christ, the tree of life was here on earth. And wherever Jesus Christ is surrounded. So they were thrown out of the gates. That's what he said here. He was thrown out of the gates. And now that remains like that. Until this tree of life would become blood. Would become man as a sacrifice.
That's right. I hope you get that.
So nobody can come here again. Nobody can come to eat it. Nobody. Nobody can. I'm the bread of life. Nobody can eat it. How are you refused to eat it? Because you don't have revelation. He's not revealing himself. And these things are holding here. When you come, like you can have a grief. Now you can have that. Until I become ready.
Amen.
So God just throws something. Just for that age. Now he did something. Just something like that. Just something like that. Something small for you to eat a bit. That was the lamb that he slaughtered, that he made. And made bread. That was a very small revelation of what he's going to do of himself.
Exactly right.
And from there, every time he throws something. Yeah. Every time. Until Jesus Christ came here on earth.
Amen.
And he slaughtered him, the blood. Now it's on the mercy seat. Amen. Now from there, I don't have time to go through like that. But this is it. From there,
okay, I don't know whether to eat. How to say this? Not even listen. When I read it, or I say it, that is it.
From there, the first beast, the first cherubim, comes and opens the gate.
It could be east or west, I don't know where.
Opens the gate and say, come, you people of Paul.
And I wanted to know that very much here.
You people of Paul, you people of Paul, let's get this open. Come and be,
you know, be busy.
Right.
Come and be blessed. It's not whole. You're going to just have a very little revelation of it now. So this cherubim, this lion, this beast on this. Come and see. What is to see? To understand. The prophet says to see is to understand. Come and understand. Just a bit of it. But it's coming a time when all the cherubims will open up. And the old people can come get in and eat it.
Right. That's
but for now, you people will come. We are waiting for the people of Irenaeus and the people of you know we have seven churches. Let me do it a bit here so that you can see. You have the people of Ephesus. I'm just going to write out Ephesus. Ephesus. We have the people of Smyrna, right? How do you write Smyrna? Smyrna. Just like that. Okay. Then we have the people of Pergamos. We have the people of Pergamos. Then we have the people of Thyatira. How do you pronounce that? Thyatira. Is that right? Thyatira. Then we have the people of Sardis. Is that right? Sardis. Then we have the people of Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Then we have the people of, is it Laodicea? Laodicea. Is that right? Auditions. Now we have others. But now remember, they are only, there are seven churches, but they are only four pieces.
Right.
Okay. So the people of Ephesus come and see. That was the lion.
Amen.
That was the lion. Sorry, don't make a very high investment. So the people of Smyrna, in fact, he says Smyrna. And Ryan, wow. So part of that was this. But part of it, if you read the message very well, you'll discover that the part of this and this
right.
From that, all that was one animal called what? The ox.
Yes.
They opened the door for this. Come and see. And they come and dipped. And so, oh. Something that was not known until the cherubims were put against this tree of life. See that? Now, from there we have Sardis. Sardis was the head of a man. That was a man. Okay? You see that? Now, the last one was the head of the Laodicean, which was who? Which was an eagle.
All right.
Now, that was. I can be maybe that way or this way, but generally that is the picture.
That's good.
That is the picture.
That's good.
Now, how are these people? I'm the coach. Okay. I don't know about this. It's a reading coach is happy for me, but let's work them a bit. Okay. Now, in cherubim, Genesis, notice paragraph 266, Revelation chapter 4. Paragraph 286. You notice these cherubims that John saw. You see, it's the same thing that John saw and these cherubims that so here must have been interested in keeping the tree of life. You see, what John saw was ox. That's Revelation 4. But they had the interest of keeping the tree of life. John, what he's seeing in Revelation 4, is the same. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. Okay, now here see. So they must be interested in human beings. Or read Genesis, getting back to Genesis again. They kept the tree of life, guarded it. I want us to see how they were guarding it. Okay, down there. The way of life. How is the way? Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm that way, I'm the bread that comes from God out of heaven. If a man eats this bread, he will live forever. Now, there is a way back to the tree of life. You get it now? Then he comes down here. Notice now, that's the fifth seal. Let's see now, paragraph 119. Notice, as the Antichrist went for on his beasts, that is the first horse rider, second horse rider, that horse rider, and fourth horse rider. That's why that's the revelation of the seals when they were revealed. Now he says, as he went for four of his beasts of ministry, those were Antichrist. He says that the first thing was the God. Then that God of Antichrist against the world became man. Now it was kind of a man now that can hold that. Now the second one, and he goes on, there were four. So there were four. Praise be to God. But as they become four, he had four beasts every time. When the Antichrist comes like this, God brings his power. God brings his power for the people to overcome. In every age, for people to overcome. This lion had the interest with men. So they had, okay, there were powers to help the people of that age overcome. That's what the prophet says. Let me read this quote so that you can see. Notice, as the Antichrist went forth of the beast of ministry, their God sent forth the beast to combat it. See? Now what? Then every time the beast rode on his horse, the Antichrist rode on his horse, on this beast, to announce the ministry. God sent his beast also, and he was there to announce his combat, to combat it. To combat to it, or something like that. Okay. Now, the scripture says, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against it. So, the Antichrist come like a flood, and he was to take the church, the pastor, church, the people. But God brought a spirit in power of the revelation, the spirit of the lion of the tribe of Judah, to open up the revelation. They had so much revelation. He's talked about that. And we can go, he explained in revelation, let me see. You just go read, you see where this quote is? Just go read about five stanzas up there, five paragraphs there, and about 10 paragraphs down here. He's going to explain it. How every animal works so hard to protect the people of that age. It will not just come, bam, and see. It was not only that. It was a spirit that God sent.
Amen.
Like now the second one, this ox. Why was it ox? He said that ox was the spirit of labor. Was the spirit of a bull. A bull carries rods, and after all, it's just slaughter. So those people, when people came to slaughter them, God didn't mind. Not his mind. He just gave them the spirit of just slaughter me. I'm not there.
That's right.
I'm not gonna go against this one. It doesn't matter what, just slaughter me.
Yeah.
They are given a spirit that they can go with. They can overcome everything. You know, you don't find it hard. You don't know. You don't. Let me tell you something. We just imagine. You don't know how hard it was to see my son being suffered just there, or being held in something, and he's gonna be put on somebody like you, Papa. But now you are held. You have and fire is lit. For you to be killed, just like that, I'm seeing that. It was not easy, but God brought something. These are people that they could. It's all right. It's all right. We don't belong here on earth. It's okay. We are going through to our father anyways. Like Stephen said, oh Lord, receive my spirits. It was a spirit in them that was given to them.
That's the truth, brother.
And every age, my sons, until this age, when he comes here, the whole of the devil has come down. The whole of the devil has come down. That's Revelation 12. You can talk or see how the moon was at that woman and the sun was at that, and he's at the dew star and all that in Revelation 12. You can see that. And the dragon took his tail and took 3/4 of it. You can all read all that. But the whole of the devil, he came from, and he says, who are you? They are because the accuser of your people has come down. Who are you? He's come down. The whole of him is down there now.
Come on.
Yes. But God also sent the spirit when you are to people.
Amen.
That even now you are killing people, we can see here you are. You are, because he said he was killing people, he was deceiving people, he was selling what he was, white, then he was red, then he was black. He says, all that came together in the God come down. And he goes, of course, is a prophet. The Son of Man is a prophet.
Amen.
And
we
can go into that and that and that. Okay, but that's okay. That's a fantasy now. The tree of life is Jesus Christ.
Right.
The book of life is Jesus Christ. I wanted to read that so well so that you don't confuse. Okay. Now, and do not write about the quotes. You have the quotes. So I'll run by the number. But there are some quotes there I need to read. So I need to see my time back. Now, listen. The tree of life. Is okay. Sorry. You're saying Jesus Christ, but that's not what I want. I'm not a very good teacher, but anyway, just bear with me. Just bear with me, bro. The tree of life. I'll say this with your permission. Is equal to Jesus Christ. I can read quotes.
Yeah.
I'm not being great. Is equal to Jesus Christ. How many Jesus Christ do we have? Okay. So let me ask you a question. So when Jesus Christ comes, because he's come, and he's God in a bride, is that right?
Yep.
Now, do we have another Jesus Christ that the Jews 144 gonna come to another Jesus? It's the same. The Jesus Christ that takes a bride is Joseph taken as an ass.
And
he's taken an ass enough. Now listen. He comes out to introduce himself to the 144.
Come on.
He also says, the souls under the altar. The souls under the altar are the people who died. Are the people who died from when Jesus went until Jesus comes. That period of time. So you can see, finally, in the book called Feast of the Trumpets,
yeah,
when he says that he gives them the Spirit of God, because it is in the time that he's giving the Spirit, is in the seventh seal. If you have a question, Jesus, please. Hey, but I'm saying, it's the same Jesus. You don't have two Jesuses. No, it's God. It's what people think, that this man called Jesus Christ is another guy who come here. No! The one who comes to marry is God. Because there is no God in Christ. They are one.
Amen.
We are married to God. We are bride of God.
That's right.
The creator of heaven and earth. That's what you can create.
Amen. That's right.
All right. Tree of life. Now, that's the tree of life. Now, what is the book of redemption? Book of redemption. I may read it. I don't know. I don't know how to read that. Redemption. I think it's written like that.
Good enough.
The book of redemption is equal to Jesus Christ.
Exactly right.
Revelation. It's the same thing. Look at that.
Amen.
So, if you're talking about the outstanding you, come see, open it. Then you're talking of the same Jesus Christ that has been opened. Because the seven seals opened the book of redemption, which is Jesus Christ. They opened Jesus Christ. The same Jesus Christ that was actually, in other words, this is what I want to say. Let me just say it. The tree of life in the Garden of Eden that the cherubims surrounded is Jesus Christ. So if we see Jesus Christ that we cannot see, it's because he's surrounded by cherubims. Those cherubims were actually covering that. We cannot see him. So when we see, is the cherubims taking the seal, passing it, covering the seal, the seventh seal. And the same thing, Jesus Christ in the Garden of Eden, that's being revealed here, because they say the book of redemption that is being revealed by seven seals, and the cherubim there, and the tree in the Garden of Eden, it's the same thing.
Amen.
I hope you can see that, brothers and
sisters.
This is Jesus. This is Jesus.
All right.
The opening of the book is the opening of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely right.
Praise the Lord.
Christ and his bride is one.
All right. So, the next two quotes, you can read it. Read it faster than I can do. The next two quotes is saying exactly what I've said. The tree of life is Jesus Christ. The next one is saying that the book of redemption is Jesus Christ. Those are the two quotes. Can you bring them there? Medicine, if you can. That is in the Church Ages book. Under the topic, the tree of life is Jesus Christ. The book of life is Jesus Christ. That you can just read it there. It's there. And the other one is just the same. Now we go to the next one. Can you read it? I'm running out of time now. I'm about just a simple few minutes and then so this question is opening of those seals the same as opening the way on the tree of life? Is this the same? To me it's the same. To me it's the same. That's the question, that's the next question right there. To me it's the same. There are some several quotes here, like the seven seals, paragraph 77, in the Christ is revealed in his own hand. Like the seven seals, someone kept saying, and he goes on like that, but I said, no, sir, paragraph 58, I said, no, sir, it can't be, because the Bible, the seven seals on it, it had to be seven mystery seals. It was already wrote, but they didn't understand it, what it was. Then we go down. Let's go down to paragraph 308. Out of this book. It is the rising of the sun. There are two books here that I love so much. It is the rising of the sun. That's my quote there that I love so much. I can read it now. I'm afraid that people are getting people to an idea. Or to a church. Yeah. To a certain congregation.
Exactly.
Instead
exactly.
of getting people to Christ.
Right.
And who is Christ? The message of this earth.
Amen.
And brothers, you judge some of this message. The way you come is very good, brothers. But let us make sure that we stick to the message of the hour. Anything else is poison to the people.
Right. Exactly right.
If you give people anything else except the message of the hour, you are poisoning them. You are killing them.
Yes.
That's dead.
Amen.
Let's run from it. Yes. And this denominational ideas that I belong to this church, I belong to this, I belong to this idea, that's also not, I'll not call it that word because I'm on the pulpit, but it doesn't make much sense. Doesn't make much sense. You stay in Christ. Get in Christ.
Amen.
Wherever you are, strive to get into Christ.
Yes.
And don't rest.
Yes.
Don't rest. My pastor is gone. That does not mean nothing. I don't hear, That does not mean nothing.
Amen.
We must strive our best and make sure we're in Christ.
Amen.
No more worries. How do I get to Christ? Listen, you might just be, I don't know where it comes, but can I say, just give me a minute.
Yeah.
So that it goes away from me. Listen, you can call yourself a Christian all your years. You can preach. You can sing. You can see visions. You can do miracles. You can do all that. And you don't think Christ.
Amen.
You're just turning pages. Turning pages.
That's right.
From this place to this place.
That's right.
One time there was that woman. He asked me, what do I do? He said, kneel down.
Yeah.
Kneel down. Talk to him. And the prophet said, he left her there and walked away. And she woke up. And said, I'm leaving now. I'm going to start again. That's another time on the page. Stop. Kneel down at this office. And he walked away. And he looked away. He looked and said, now I look back and something was happening. Pray. Stay there until something happens.
Amen.
Don't move. Stay there. That you're sure. That I'm sure. As sure I can be. I have
been
here. Until that happens, don't move. Stay there.
Right.
But you take away all you have, whatever you have, what can give you. But you make you start having this. But you make you hunger for this. We will not need to tell you pray. We don't need to tell you that. Come with us. We don't need to do that. Amen. Something you begin the proper brother Paul says. Oh, and to me, if I don't preach the gospel, he said, it grinds. It grinds in my heart. This will be grinding in your hearts.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I know, and I'm sorry, brothers, I know. That's why I like them preaching. In fact, let me say this, brothers. Sometimes, if I was not sure, I would have quit. If I was not sure. But he did something when I started preaching. And I'm sure that it was God.
Amen.
Sometimes I come to a place, there was an alien court, and then in the glass. I can't come like you, brothers. I like the way he came yesterday. I don't know how do you do that. How do you, like, reading from A, and you're coming B, C, and you're coming how I can't do that. And I love it. I've tried, I've failed all the time. So just let me talk the way I talk, and forgive me for that. Forgive me for that. But as I said, you know, they say a great talker is a great liar. That's what they said, yeah. Naturally, the wow. So if I say anything in a slide, and I don't say exactly the way the prophet did, just call it, just let's have a talk. Sister, then what is wrong? And you called me outside there, and you say, ask me a question. I said, no, sister, I'm not going to say what you're asking. That's right. I said, no, sister. I cannot remember, I know, but I would invite you today. That's right. Sister, nothing can tell you anything. I love that, sister. I love, just tell me, just kind of tell me, whatever it is. I love that. I'm your brother. Who am I? We don't have another relationship. Yeah, you are not all my father. I'm a son of your father. That's all. We are there. And here, my brothers and sisters will part. After some time, they will part. They will die. If they don't come to the city, they will die and go to hell. Is that right? But you, who have never known, I just come to know how in America, you live with you eternally. We are not part of you. Let this world go by and we die and we are going somewhere together. You are more than a fresh brother. You are more than anything, brother. You are son of God, Lord of God. Amen. You are very important. Praise be to God. Now, paragraph 308. So if I slide or anything, just let me know. Maybe this quote says this and you say this. You know, one time the prophet said something and he said, somebody came here, did you have a vision? That it was 700 people that had not bowed their heads before Baal about Elijah. And he said, no, it was just a tongue slave. Yeah. So sometimes you can see that. It was 7,000. The correct meaning was 7,000. Now, paragraph 308, he is the one who opened the seal. There's no seals. For the whole word of God, paragraph 308, is the seal of the sun. Whole word of God is Christ, and Christ is the seal that was opened. Now, what is opening of the seals? Then revealing Christ. That was what was happening. Now it has this. Now, the tree of right now, instead of the cherubims, I want to say something. Instead of those cherubims guarding this throne, they are out here seeking, trying to run people. They were guarding people not to come to it. Now they are trying to seek people to run to it, to come to Jesus. That's what they're doing now.
Amen.
Okay. Can I say something? Listen. Not now. We are past that.
Amen. That's right.
We are in.
Yeah. Inside.
Amen. They were doing that in the church. They were trying to take people to Christ. That's what they're doing. That's why they say, come.
Yes.
See, come. It's over. We are in now.
Amen.
And there's no way, there's no any time they are getting out. They got found because they fell. This bride will not.
Right.
So she's not getting out of the cherubim. She's there at the throne of God. Okay.
Cherubim.
Run people, guard them to the throne. Trying to bring them through the gates. Back to the tree of life again. That they might take this Jesus Christ. This Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life that comes from God, out of heaven. He that eats fresh and drinks of my blood. Okay, something, he goes something like that. Okay, now. To him that overcometh, now the next quote. To him that overcometh, that's the exposition of the seven churches. Will I give, you know, in every age, if I overcome, I will have this. If I overcome, I'm going to this. And the last age, I'll be here. This is where he says. Now listen, this is where he says. That he will sit with you. By the last age, where he gathers. And your question, a certain sister there, I don't know where she is, sending questions, she's not here. She asked the question, do we have people that we see here on earth walking for 40 days like we saw in the last rapture? You know, we have three raptures, I'm not going to mention them. We have three raptures in this age, in the New Testament, and we have the three raptures in the Old Testament. Now we're going to see 40 days, like they saw Abraham, this is Abraham, this is. No. If it was, it happens.
The
resurrection. He says the resurrection of the body is the quickening power that you quicken your mortal bodies. That's the resurrection. And he says in the book called I'm forgetting the thing. Leadership, 1965, the last one. I think the last one. No, there are two. He says like this. This resurrection is bringing past people here. Bringing erroneous people here. And all of them are here. They are resurrected. And you remember the prophet said, I didn't have my own message. That's why the angel didn't have his own message. So he had to bring that, or Paul, or water, and they are here. He said, that's the resurrection. We are not talking about the bodies. It happened. You don't wait for people to see people graves open and people walk here. Don't expect that. It's not even that. There was another question. I hope it's clear. I don't know. I don't see them, but that's all right. I hope you get that. People are waiting for things that have already happened. And the prophet has said, that has always been the problem. They look back and see what's going to happen. What happened? They look forward, they see what is going to happen. But they are not able to recognize what is happening now.
Right. That's right.
Isn't that a big, big problem? They don't recognize. He's come.
Amen.
Taking his bride. The bride and the bridegroom are together. They don't recognize that.
Right.
And that's, you think, you Michael, my Michael G, you think, okay, God bless you. You think this is a simple thing. No! Brother, I'd like to take you to Kenya and different places, even here in America. You see, people don't know he's come. This, we think, you know, when in Kenya we say, if you don't go very far, you think it's only your mother who cooks well. it's a parable. You think it's only your mother who cooks well. Because you don't go to other people and see they also cook well. You see that? We don't know. We know God has helped us. And God has opened our eyes. And God has revealed these things so much to us. That we can stand here and read all those quotes. And I'm just eating. Brother Kim. Read those quotes. Brother Kim. I'm just eating. Can you get that? You can talk like that to some people and it's Greek. They even don't know where they are.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So... Let me finish this now. I'm going to jump. Christ came to get his bride. So simplification now. Let me read this and then maybe two other quotes and then I close. Where we say, the church is going. Christ came to get his bride. I'm there now. The quote that I've just left. And then you saw that he had the shield. I think I'm running too fast. He had sheathed the sword. That's what the prophet said that was given to the cherubim was the Holy Ghost. That was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was, that's interesting. The Holy Ghost also prevented people to come to today. Now that Holy Ghost is actually calling people and bringing people to come and eat of this bread, of bread called Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, they will. That's what it was. Now, the prophet now, in that quote, he says, he sheathed. You see that sword of fire. By the way, what is that sword of fire? It's the same, it's a pillar of fire. It is a pillar of fire, it's this, it's a pillar of fire. The prophet said, if you fear fire, then you fear the Holy Ghost, then you're not going to get it. All right, he says, well, you see, and then you don't know that people fear the Holy Ghost. I know that. People fear the Holy Ghost. No, it's not that it's God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Let me say, down there, let me go there. So, that I'm in prison now, part of this one. When we say, the church is going, he says, in other words, if you read the paragraph up there, he's saying, people are saying, the church will continue. The church will go on. There will be this church here. Even when the church, they will continue.
Come on.
Therefore, we will continue as though nothing has happened.
Right.
We'll continue. And then he says, the church is going, and that's going on. Then he says, yeah, they will. They'll go right on. Just the same.
Just the same.
But remember, all that time, Noah was in the ark. Why does he bring Noah in? He's an example. If you talk about Noah up there, Noah got into the ark and nothing happened. And it was 7 days ago? It was 7 days. Nothing was happening, bro. Nothing is there. They are there. They've got in. The door is closed. Nobody can open it. Nobody can shut it. It's shut. Nobody can open. And nothing is happening.
Come on.
We are here. It looks like nothing has happened. We are in. And nothing is happening.
Right.
We are not dying. The world is not being. The atomic bomb. The promise. There's a promise. This world will be wiped away by bombs. And nothing is happening. We are still here. In the bodies. But remember, we are not. And there's a quote here. If you can come to it, if you don't come to it, don't worry. We are not here. They say, they don't recognize it. Because it is a seventh seal. Seventh seal will not be revealed to the public. They will not know. The seventh seal is coming and joining with the bride. They will never recognize it. They are sitting here. They don't know what's happening. We are already married. That has happened. We are here and there. But our legs, our bodies are still here.
Yeah.
This other body is here.
Exactly.
But we are here in Christ. We are surrounded by cherubim. We are in heaven. We are in the throne.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
That's the truth.
Praise be to God. And nothing has happened. For 7 days, nothing has happened. For 7 days. 7 means complete. I don't know what meant that, but I'm not going to bring it there. Because I don't want to connect it there, because the prophet doesn't say it. But 7 always means complete. 7 seals complete. 7 others is complete one. Okay, now. But remember, all this time, Noah was in the ark. The bride, do you see how he's bringing them? Noah is in the ark, and then he comes to the bride. The bride is sealed with Christ. Yes. The bride is sealed with Christ.
Yeah.
The bride and Christ has come together. The bride is sealed with Christ. The last member has been redeemed. Wow. There are people who are not born. What are you going to do about them? Ask me a question. I'll answer that. I can explain that. Maybe I'm going to marry. Maybe somebody's going to marry. And there are children. What about that? He's not talking about this. The problem is we got to run away from this.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right, brother.
We got to come to understand what is him. It's not this. That which is a member has been redeemed, has come in.
That's right.
That is his seed.
Right.
And there was so much. And that seed has a body. So if that body is been redeemed, it's here. But that body, I didn't want to come. That's not going right now. We can go into that, and that's another topic for now. But let's talk about this. The sixth seal has produced. What was the sixth seal? Sixth seal was the redemption of the 144,000. That is Israel. That's Israel. The souls under the altar are here. The 144 are here. The bread is done. The bread is done.
Come on. Amen.
Has produced. The seventh seal brings him down. What happened? The seventh seal brought him down. That's why there are four and seven. And there are 7 seals. How many knows about the 7 seals? Because the seventh seal, the fifth seal, the sixth seal happens here. There's nothing beyond here. This is the end of everything.
The end of the church.
Okay. Let me finish it. Let me say country. The Lamb came and took the book out of the right hand of him and sat down. We have the seals book, we know that. Claim what he owned, what he had redeemed. That's right. It's always been that pool. It's that pool. That pool is his coming. When he comes in. Three is perfection. Yeah, three is perfection. It was first pool, that the second pool, and that pool. Three is perfection. Yeah. Now listen, three is perfection. The ministry can't do it. What is perfection? No any other place. Where else do we go after perfection? It's there. It's finished. The ministry can't into its perfection. to its perfection. When it produced, listen, when it reproduced Christ again in the natural, not spiritual now, not in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, no, sir, here in the natural.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Amongst human beings, amongst us.
Yes.
As was predicted, as it was in the days of Lot. All these people could go right on preaching, thinking they are getting people saved, getting saved, believing they are doing right, organizations, churches, and things like that. Believing they are doing, believing the organizations are growing. Sure, and not even a ray of hope. And if that vision was that, and it's been so hard against women, and we have come to that hour against women, we have to, listen, this is not a question. This is a statement. We have come to that hour. Door is closed. As I said in the book, door is closed.
Yeah.
How about this? Our children who are not saved. If they see, if they are predestinated, the seed will come to them. It's by predestination. It's not by what you do. It's not by baptized. It's not virtuous. But I'm going to do this. Repent and be baptized. No! No, that does not take you nowhere. It's by predestination. Do you repent? Always. In this body, I do something, I say, God, I didn't want to do that. Repent, it's okay. But that does not have nothing to do with who I am. I'm not this.
Yeah.
This came wrong, and it's there in the grave. And don't think that you're afraid. Oh, fly away, oh, bro. Don't think that. There's no flying away. This is going back to the dust.
That's right.
Dust. A thou and dust shalt thou return.
Amen.
So these people could go right to God preaching. Okay, I'm not doing that. So, door is closed. Where are we? Judgment. Where are we? In judgment.
That's exactly right.
The tears have been bottled and kept somewhere. They have not been burned. The prophets, they have not been burned. They will be burned at a later stage. But when they are burned, they gather together. That's the image of the beast. The image, what is the image of the beast, by the way, you're talking about beasts? What is the image of the beast? The image of the beast is the coming together. The gathering of all the denominations together. That's the image of the beast. What is the sign? What is something that we put here? What do you call that? Something.
Praise God.
All right. Number 666. You got to know this thing. Number 666. There's some people. Let me clear that so that I don't have to. There's some people who does not have the Holy Ghost, but they are sons and daughters of God. They cannot be put that side. Of number six, this son number six, six will never be with them because they are predestinated. Eventually, after seeing this light, they will come to the light. But there are still some people here on earth that have it. There's nothing they can do. They are done. They can be in the church. They can be anything. But that sign, that is on them. What is it? I'm calling it a sign. It's not called a sign. What is it called?
The mark.
Huh? The mark. You're saying the name is mark. The mark. The mark of the beast, etc.
Amen.
Praise be to God. You cannot have that in yourself, God. Because when you're marked, you're marked. When you're sealed, you're sealed.
That's right.
Amen.
So you're waiting. You don't know where. You don't know this. And you're wondering what is happening. God is going to bring his seal.
That's right.
God is going to take you because you're predestinated. For the rest of them, they are bound together. And they're not bound. Listen, they're not bound. Baptist bundle, Presbyterian bundle, all these churches, even message churches. Now, there's some of them that are burned. They are all burned together. They are waiting to be burned.
Yeah.
They're not burned now. They will be burned in the general resurrection. Will be put there. That's why the confusion. Because they're still here. They're still with us. They're doing it up. And we even don't know them. That's okay. Live, and the people, the Bible says, if you're not gonna live with your mother who is not a Christian, well, and loving her and things like that. Then you need to be taken out of this world, not the Bible. You got to live with them with respect. Don't go around calling them the beast you are. Don't behave yourself. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to live them with wisdom. Some of the people that dad you work for are they Christians? Some of them are not. But you know what? Everywhere I've gone, they know their boundaries. I don't care about them. They know their boundaries. There's somewhere you can come and say, stop now. I'm not going to get into that. I don't know how cutting I'm not getting into that. You know that. I'm going to fire you. I'm fired better. Let me go. That's right. There are some things you can listen. There are some things you can do. You got to be a Joseph. Remember Joseph in the house of Deputy Pharaoh. You remember that? Yeah. He was like, no, I can't do that. I better go to jail. There are some things that you can't do and say, God is going to help us on that. Okay. Now let me finish this. Okay. Now, where are we? Door is closed. Gone already. The book of the redemption is gone. It's in his hand. Think of it. Think of it. Okay. In the next quote, you can put it here. I know there are first readers here. That's as important of this. You can just bring it slowly, sister, and they can read it, because I'm not going to read it. They can read it faster than me. But the quote is saying, there's nothing that is going to be saved. After he comes, there's nothing that is going to be saved.
That's right.
Let us feel the be, feel the steel. It's over. Judgment has come.
Amen.
But remember, even in that judgment, the bride is with the bridegroom. They're seated together. She never leaves her. He never leaves. She never leaves him. He never leaves her.
Right.
Eternally, they'll never part. There's no other time that I'll go there and be divorced and come back. No! It's done. You've come to your perfection.
Right.
That is the highest you can go in Christ. Where else? Where else do I go? I'm in Christ. I'm happy. All right.
Amen.
All right. Now, let me read this and then we cross. How can I overcome? I'm not going to read that, but this is saying, did you notice? Let me read it. How can I overcome? Very fast. I'm going to read it. Do you notice the arrangements of that? Of that, see, set me with my throne. It's a scripture that is read up there. Not on this. But in my throne, that is his domain, that is his rulership.
Yes.
Where he rules. I'll be with her. And if she comes with me, she's with me. I'm going to be, she's going to be a queen, and I'll be the king. Okay. His domain, the ruler. That's a good phrase. We don't realize that. When there, he said, talk to this mountain. But not going to telling people, you know, I can talk to mountains. I'm not a joke. No! If need be, like Joshua, like Moses, if he gives an example of Moses, you can talk that mountain, move, and you move. Because you're there.
Yeah.
You're him, he's you. Okay. Only God. So with the church, be with him. The bride with him in his throne. In the entire domain, see? In the entire domain. What is entire domain? Whatever is called God, you are.
Amen.
Whatever God is, that's you. Alright, okay. A throne is over a domain, and a domain reaches just as far as the boundary does. And this is from eternity to eternity. That kind of fruit you hear is eternal. From eternity, it doesn't have boundaries. It's from eternity. You are a great man. You are a great woman. You're not a joke. You are daughter of God. You are son of God. All right. What is heaven places? The next quote. What is the heaven places? Heaven places is that you are in heaven. Simply, you are in heaven. Where Jesus is, because you've taken your possession. Is that simple? You are in heaven places. Is that? No, I'm speaking very fast now. But you see, you are in Christ.
Amen.
You've taken your possession in Christ. That is what heaven places is. You're not here now. You are here, somewhere. In the throne of God. With the cherubims. and those cherubims crying, holy, they're also telling you, holy, holy, holy. They're not only telling Jesus, they're also telling you, holy, holy. Why? Why you are holy? You have no sin. No sin can be imputed on you. The thing that was sinning in you was taken to the sea of forgetting. It can never be remembered.
Amen.
You are as clean, as different God. Amen. The whole the church is like, holy, holy, and you're there.
True.
And they are really saying that because of reverence. And they're really here because of humility. And moving. All right. Let's leave that. Let's go to come to this. You must remember God is watching. I really wanted to read this too, and this is important. I know I'm keeping you, but just give me 5 minutes. You must remember that God is watching you. That's the inference. God is watching you. Every hour, he watches you when you are asleep. Now, I think the reason that people do these things, because when they don't... Okay, I know. Those things I should have actually brought to the other paragraph, but that's okay. Because they do these things. They're not conscious of his presence. That's why I said I should have called this the presence of God, Brother Michael. That was very good. Presence. See, you don't recognize you are in his presence. You don't recognize that you are in Christ. You don't recognize that you are in his domain. You don't recognize you're surrounded by the cherubim. You don't recognize who you are.
Come on.
Okay. Question. I'm not telling you, I'm telling myself. I'm telling me yourself. I'm weak. I'm the weakest among us. I'm the weakest. I do things that I don't want to do every day. Every time I'm on my knee, God, I didn't want to do that. Forgive me, Father. This is what I'll be very happy when this one is over.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
But yes, he's there. Where you think he is not. Where you think sometimes he's not. He sees every look. He sees every look that you make, and every move that you make, he knows all about it. But we ought to realize that. We ought to realize that. Now, let me look at this. I don't know whether I can. I don't think I can do this. This is too much. Okay, all right. Let me read this. Paragraph is faith. It's 1958. Faith. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read paragraph 32. The astonishing thing today is the behavior of the spiritual behavior of the Christian church. Are we there? Let us see. How can we have faith? Church, how can we have faith? How can we trust God when one wants to be above the other? When one wants to be a ruler over the other, when one wants to be a little greater than the other, have a little bigger campaign than the other, have something, how did Jesus say, how can you have faith when you seek honor one of another? How can you have faith when you are trying your best to pull with your strength to be the state presbyter or the bishop or some kind of overseer? Oh, the conduct of the church is terrible. And trying to keep people away from the new thing of God now. How can we? It's after we have an experience with God, then we can become conducted as Christians, as brethren, as men and women who know. Let me read this last one, and then we close now. Let me read this last one. This last one in paragraph 8. Okay. We're not going to start up there. We're going to start in paragraph 148. 148, and then this last one. I know I've read it to keep to you. Let me just read this one, and then just. The problem with preaching is sometimes you can't even tell yourself. But I'm sorry, I'm not trying to destroy myself. Look, 148. Look, he knew that he preached God. That's Jesus Christ. He knew he preached God. He knew that there was nothing on his life. God had already testified. This is my daddy. That was very great. That was very great testimony. That was very good. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Here. This is my beloved son. In whom I'm pleased to dwell in at that day of his baptism. I'm pleased to make my abode in him. Listen, I'm pleased to make my abode in him. Just like you're in him, he's pleased to make his abode in him. There's no that's right, brother. That's if you don't condemn yourself. Don't be condemned.
Right.
Live right. If something comes, don't worry about God will take care of those things. But do your best to live this one. Live right.
That's right.
There was no condemnation. After baptism. There was no condemnation to him at all. Now, when the same God comes to you, when the same God comes to you and is pleased to dwell in you, that's pleased to dwell in you, pleased to honor your word, what your decision is, what was Joshua's decision? Stand still, son, and stood there immature. What was Moses' decision? Held his stick over of the river, like that, then called for it. Open, it opened. See, whatever you ask. And if you say this mountain, be moved and down down. See in your heart. But believe that what you have said will come to pass. You can have what you say.
That's right.
That puts you back in the word. Now, yes. That's not scheme, you see. It puts you back. I know it's going to jump right over top of you, maybe, see, because it can anchor. But real genuine faith catches that right now.
Yes.
When it goes down. I've seen it right here, this Bible, lying open before me. I've seen it before. And it's the truth. I know God in heaven knows that I might not live through to finish this message. But I know that happened. I've seen it myself. I'm witness of that word being fulfilled. That I know it is the truth. Say it and I start there and see the Creator bring a living creature. That is when he was creating creatures. Living a creature into existence right in the presence of your eyes. You shake your head and wonder and then look around and see him bring another one just exactly like it was because you say so. And turn over here. See. There will be another one there. And look, and there it is. Now, truth. Oh, where should we be? Where should we be? There, perfect faith. No vision. No vision. Don't see any vision. No vision. Just speak the word. Never saw the squirrel. He just said the scripture, what it was, and speak it. And don't doubt it. But what you say, it will be there. And look, and took God at his word, and it was there. That's right. That's just as powerful. And friend, as your pastor, that's just as powerful as it was when Joshua stopped the sun because the sun was already there. The elements was moving and stopped the movement. But this is, he brought something there that wasn't there. He created. I'm so glad to be acquainted with the God that can take the dust of the earth someday without anything and call me back to life again. That same faith after I have been planted in the grave. Oh my grace, my faith looks after the lamp of God.
Praise the Lord.
Father, you know that I really don't know how to organize myself, how to bring the right things forward. I'm weak, Father, and feeble. But, Lord, I know there's something there. And you can take it to the hearts of your children. You can take it to my heart, well organized and well arranged, such that, Lord God, the right picture can be printed there. For your glory, Lord. There are people here, Father, maybe they have needs. Whatever it is, Lord, granted, because you are here. We know you are here because you said that when we come together the way we are, you'll be with us, Lord.
That's right.
Lord, I know that you are here, Father. And therefore, Father, when you are here, visit each brother, visit each sister, Lord. And when they are here, Father, they don't have any other place to go to. They only know to come to you. When you're here, Father, bless them. Meet each one at the point of need, Lord. We give glory and honor in all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. What do you think? Brother, are you going to come here? Or come then. And we'll do whatever.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Have you enjoyed it?
Amen.
Amen. But Goomba said he didn't have that gift of bringing it all away. I don't know what more.
He did.
He brought it through that combating the those beasts combating the Antichrist and brought it all the way up to finish the church ages, the bride sealed into Christ, redemption finished, and the word being spoken in human flesh. That was really good.
Amen.
Really good. And we thank God. So we just we appreciate so much each one of you. We appreciate Sister Brenda coming to be with us. And I'm just thinking, God has brought so many people. I was just thinking about Sister Mary back here a while ago, and then Sister Esther's daughter and granddaughters, and the different ones that God has brought in to be with us. And we just, of course, we've had Bride and Asnoff for some time now, and we're looking for Bosworth and Meta to come. And so we thank God for each one, and we thank Him for this time that we had together. Now. And so we're going to ask you to stand together with us. We're going to ask Brother Glenn if you'll come around. And lead us in a song and dismiss us in a word of prayer. So now they got some food coming, should be here any minute. So once we finish, if you want, you can pray for the food too when you pray.
Okay. Let's sing, "I'm So Glad Jesus Set Me Free." Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Thanks for it all. In Jesus Christ's name, our Lord, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.